Young people, get ready. Rick DiBartolo, an insurance agent with LMC in Des Moines, says millennials will be paying a lot more for health insurance.
If you're either an individual, a young individual, or if you're a company that employs primarily young people, the impact is going to be greatest on that group. That would suggest to a person, you know, you're going to see a significant premium increase.
Take Kelly Mills, for example. She's 23 and works three jobs. From 8 to 4, she's a bookkeeper for her dad's small glass company in Des Moines. When she's done, she drives 20 miles north to Huxley and teaches dance until late into the evening. Then on the weekend, she bartends at a golf course.
I like what I do. If I hated my jobs, I would quit one.
On this day, we meet at a coffee shop in the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny. She's just getting done with her 11-hour day. And while she works constantly, she can only afford to pay for so much.
I don't have health insurance. My parents don't have health insurance. So obviously, I'm fending for myself. Like, I don't know what I'd even be able to afford.
Mills graduated with a liberal arts degree from Des Moines Area Community College with an interest in accounting. But she couldn't find work right out of college. Every job she applied for wanted 5 years of experience. But many young people like Mills have to work numerous jobs to make ends meet. Dave Swenson, an economist at Iowa State University, says millennials are still digging out of the financial crisis of the late 2000s.
If we just look at the number of people ages 20 to 24, that very young adult workforce, we've had persistent growth in the number of those persons employed in Iowa. But the group of people that are 25 to 29 in Iowa hasn't shown very much improvements.
Swenson says Iowa is adding low-wage jobs in trade, retail, and restaurants more than any other types of work. He says Iowa educates more young people than it can employ, and many of these young people are in Mills' situation. They can't afford health insurance. But Mills would qualify for a subsidy. When all is said and done, she'd have to pay around $35 a month. Mills says she could swing that cost, but it's not always that cut and dry. Take Ryan Frederick, for example.
I graduated with a business degree in the middle of the housing crisis, which is about the worst possible time you could ever have a business degree.
Frederick is 26. Besides the 4 years he spent at Iowa State, he's lived in the small town of Orient in west central Iowa. Frederick started an appraising business out of a spare bedroom at his parents' house. On this day, he drives his red car down a rural Adair County road and snaps pictures of properties on his cell phone. Millennials, like Frederick, would contribute to the pool of participants by spreading the risk across the age spectrum. Because they don't need as much care, they'll help subsidize sicker enrollees. Frederick says he pays about $175 a month right now. His plan was a $98 monthly cost when he bought it 2 years ago. He was pretty discouraged after meeting with his insurance agent.
He kind of grabbed me by the shoulder and laughed when I said my health insurance was going up. And she says, just hold on. She says, if you don't double or triple next year, you'll be lucky. And I just got wide-eyed because double or triple my health insurance, and I ain't gonna have health insurance.
Frederick says it's hard to predict whether he'll qualify for a subsidy. His income fluctuates with the real estate market. But the Affordable Care Act could provide opportunities for some young Iowans. Rick DiBartolo, the vice president at LMC Insurance, says many older Iowans approaching Medicare could start getting out of the workforce because they're only working for health care benefits.
We know it exists in a lot of employers. There's a lot of people that continue to work simply because they got a health problem. And they, if they quit their job, they would have COBRA for a period of time, and then they're really out of luck. And so I think it now makes it an option for an older person that really the only reason they're continuing to work is the health insurance. They can now retire if they want sooner.
But DiBartolo advises any young person to find some way to buy health insurance. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.